Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4 and FY22 JHS Vanguard Laboratories Limited conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Nanda, Founder and Managing Director from JHS Vanguard Laboratories Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to wish you all a very warm welcome to JHS Vanguard Laboratories Limited earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and audited full year ending 31st of March 2022. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to you all for taking the time to join the call today. On call with me, I have Ashish Goel, our Group CFO, Neeraj Mittal, our CFO, and Jayant Jain, our Vice President, Finance. Of course, Bridge, which is our investor relations and the team assisting the Bridge, which is Savli. I would like to share a brief overview of our company, which Ashish Goel would be sharing with you, and then I would be discussing about the strategy going forward and would be very happy to take whatever questions any one of you would have about the company. Thank you. Ashish, over to you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. To begin with, I'll take you through the brief background about the company, about the group. JHS Vanguard Laboratories Limited was established in 1996 as a manufacturer of toothbrushes. During the nascent years, the company partnered with various industry giants like Gillette and Amway, among others, to manufacture toothbrushes and a range of oral care products. Subsequently, during the 2000s, we expanded our portfolio by adding three more facilities to manufacture toothpaste, mouthwash, and denture tablets and other allied oral care products. Over the years, we have further expanded in several prestigious FMCG brands to our portfolio, including clients like Dabur, Amway, Patanjali, and most recently, we have added the largest consumer company in India, Hindustan Unilever. The company has also had its proprietary brand by Aquavit, which specializes in the kids' oral care products. Today, we are India's largest integrated manufacturer of oral care products with a diverse product portfolio for adults as well as children. JHS today has six manufacturing units sprawling across 20 acres in Himachal Pradesh. These include two units, each for toothbrushes and toothpaste, handling different formulations, Ayurvedic and cosmetic. We also have an upcoming plan for personal care and products like soap bars, lotion, and shampoos. This is likely to functional by quarter two of next financial year. The company has a strong in-house R&D function and a well-established sales and distribution network across India. We also have strategic access to export markets covering the U.S., Europe, Middle East, and Southeast Asia, which though after COVID has seen a change, which we'll discuss as we progress in the call. With a dynamic and experienced leadership team, JHS has established itself as a trusted player in its segment and is well-positioned to grow in the future. Moving forward towards key developments over the current financial year. Going forward, we aim to grow our business in a multi-pronged manner. Our focus is on further expanding geographical footprint to southern and central parts of the country, possibly through M&A, brownfield, and greenfield expansions. We are already expanding our product portfolio by adding talcum powder and also plan to expand product portfolio to include soap bars and personal care products. This would enable us to expand our share of products with our existing clients as well. These endeavors would be supported by strong R&D and enhanced capacity for our traditional Ayurvedic products. We are also focusing on adding new clients and not only rely on existing clients for business. This should help us to expand and reach newer geographies as planned. This quarter, we have added four new clients in the private label business. Along with this, we are also making sure to keep our relationship with existing clients strong enough to attract more and repeat business from them. Now, to take you through the financial performance during the quarter ended 31st March 2022, we have recorded a revenue of 19.11 crores in the quarter four of financial year 2022, as against 25.38 crores in the corresponding quarter previous year. The reduction in the revenue to the tune of almost 24.69% is largely on account of the reduction in the third-party business relevant to the toothpaste category. Our EBITDA for the period stands at a negative of 15 lakhs, declined majorly on account of the reduction in the capacity utilization. Although we have kept a constant check on our expenses and have been able to arrest it at this level. Our EBITDA margin is at negative 0.76%, a decline of 97 basis points. Quarter 4 financial year 22, PAT stood at a loss of 4.43 crores, which we'll go and discuss as we progress further in the call. PAT margin stood at negative 23%. EPS for the period is at negative 68%. As a full year performance of 31st March 2022 for the financial year 22, we have recorded a revenue of 86.25 crores during financial year 22, as against 100.77 crores in the previous year. Decline, as I mentioned earlier, is largely on account of reduction in the third party business across the toothpaste category, and which is coupled with the impact of the business on the company's MLM client. Our EBITDA for the period stands at negative 84 lakh, declined majorly again due to the reduction in the capacity utilization. Our PAT during this year is at loss of 4.3 crores as against a profit of 1.34 crores in the previous year. Absence of exports and lower than optimum capacity utilization continue to impact the profitability. However, the company is keeping a constant check on the expenditure and also adding new clients to its portfolio. The PAT margin stood at a negative of 4.97%. EPS for the financial year 22 stands at a negative of 63%. So that's all from our side in terms of the financial performance. And we are happy to take questions and discuss about the future of the company.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from the line of Rohan Mehta, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. I had a couple of questions. If you could shed some light on the status of our talcum and Ayurvedic formulation related facility, which was scheduled to go live by December or so. What are the plans over there, sir?
Yes, the talc facility is now live as we speak. There has been some delay primarily because in January we had the third wave of COVID and our trials and everything, the IR and OR, which is required for establishing the facilities compliance with the quality systems was delayed. Having said that, in March we did conduct the final trials. By April we established, and now in May we are starting production on that facility.
Okay, okay. So I guess from Q1 or maybe Q2 onwards, we should.
We will have some numbers on Q1, but the upscaling, or what we say, the shift production will happen from Q2.
Okay, okay, sir. And so you mentioned about inorganic expansions and as well as brownfield or greenfield expansions. So do we have any M&A related opportunity in sight that is under process or sort of any?
Well, there are three companies that we've been talking to for last almost four and a half months, and most of the points we've kind of aligned on, except that the internal due diligence is pending, for which their team is taking a little extra time in terms of creating a due diligence room and a compliance room where we could work along with them. Being, I think, smaller companies, it's resource crunch or something. Not very sure, but we are on it. I think another couple of months, we should be able to come out with something, at least from one of them.
Okay. Okay. So, this will be funded with a mix of different accruals and debt.
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Mehta. The audio is breaking from your line, sir. Please check.
Yeah.
All right. Am I audible now? Yeah, I was just asking quickly about that question, that would any expansion initiative be funded through internal accruals or some sort of combination of debt or any other source?
No, purely internal accruals. We've got cash reserves with us. We'll be utilizing them for both organic and inorganic growth for now. In case something bigger comes up and we need to raise funds, we'll probably take a call at that point of time.
Okay, okay. Understood, sir. And sir, just on the R&D front, what kind of budget would we have specific dedicated to R&D? And are there any products currently in the R&D pipeline under development?
Yes, we always have a multitude of products under development. Because I'm sure you would understand R&D is something that you keep developing a range of products,
right,
and
sir,
only two or three out of 100 which actually see the commercial light of the day.
Right.
So we are in the process of developing those products regularly. That's an ongoing process. And
sir,
as you said, budget, we have about 1% of our sales as the budget for R&D.
1%. And similarly, is there a sort of a fixed budget for the marketing as well?
No. Marketing is very dynamic in nature. Depends on multitude of parameters. So, depending on them, we keep shifting the marketing budget. Like this year, we've increased the marketing budget because the trade shows and promotions are back in vogue. So we very actively participating in a lot of these trade shows, which gives us the exposure both for the domestic and the export markets.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. Great. And sir, you congratulations on the new client addition. I mean, Unilever. Are there any other also clients that are that we can see tying up with in the near future?
Well, we've actively started pursuing new categories and new clients. As probably in the last call, I don't know if you were in quarter two, not last to last call, we mentioned that a couple of years we were trying to establish our own kids brand, which we've refocused back on the contracting business completely.
Aquavite, right?
Yeah, so we now focusing mainly on the contracting business, and that's how we actively pursuing new clients and adding new product categories so that our portfolio can enhance. So we going to be having some new customers this year, definitely.
I see. Okay, that's great to hear, sir. Just lastly, in terms of geographical split also, if you could shed some light. I believe we have more of revenue coming in from the northern regions.
Yeah, We are actually looking at having manufacturing facilities across the four directions of the country, so that in the GST regime we are able to service our customers more efficiently and more effectively. So one of the facilities that we are evaluating in our acquisition is based out of South.
Okay. Okay. I see, sir. And sir, you mentioned during the speech that revenues this year suffered due to third-party business going slightly down. So is that is that likely to continue into Q1, Q2, or can we expect some improvement on that front, sir?
See, contracting is one business where you actually work on brands which the other companies are selling. So in this case, it's not that they've moved any business out of us. It's just that their own product or the brand has suffered a decline in the market share. So that's something which we really won't be able to predict.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aniket Redkar, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, sir, I have a couple of questions. As you mentioned that, as you just said that the new products are there in the pipeline. So, when are we going to plan to launch these products?
We are already manufacturing in May 2022 one of the new categories, which is talcum powder.
Okay. Okay. And sir, is there any plan to expand our business development and the marketing team for the current plan? Hello.
So basically, Aniket, hi, this is Ashish. I'll take up that. So as far as the business and development and marketing teams are considered, it's a very much scalable model because in private business, you have to handle the accounts. So a limited team can handle really a larger part of the accounts. But as far as opening of the new areas of business, let's say, as Ms. Nanda mentioned, that we are looking forward for participation for expanding our export category. So that is where we are looking forward to do some more engagement with respect to our business development team.
So, okay. What about our AquaVite? Is there any recent development happening in AquaVite?
So AquaVite, what we've done is we've focused in on institutional sales only. We've got AquaVite registered in CSD and CPC.
Okay.
And online sales is anyways on. We're going to limit it to that. We're not going to really continue building our sales force and reaching out to the retail market like we were earlier. And we're going to concentrate primarily on our contracting business.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So, can you share the names of four clients that we added under the private label division?
Sorry?
Can you share the names of four clients which we added under private label division?
No, because we are bound by the contracting agreement where we are not to publicly share their names. But once the products are out in the market, you'll get to see them.
Okay.
And probably we would be able to let you know, you could pick up the product and see if it would say manufactured by.
Okay. And sir, can you share the revenue split segment-wise for the quarter and the full year?
So,
Ashish?
Yes. So, from a mix perspective, approximately 35 to 37% is on account of the toothbrushes business. And another 62% is on account of the toothpaste category. And rest is your mouthwash and the other items. which is as of now for the FY22.
Okay. Okay. And if for quarter?
Quarter is broadly in on the similar line.
Okay. And what about the EBITDA margin for the same?
So EBITDA margins overall, again, as I mentioned, that due to lower capacity utilization, we have reported a negative EBITDA. But in terms of, I would say, ranking them across the category, toothbrush has the highest, followed by mouthwash and then toothpaste. But toothpaste, as I mentioned, is a relatively, on a value basis, is a much higher rate.
Okay. 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 Also, sir, as far as talcum powder creams and all is concerned, what are the margins are we expecting from this new product?
Contracting in general, the business has a similar margin stream. It's primarily the innovation which is responsible for increasing your margins. But otherwise, contracting business is a very stable and similar margin stream business across categories.
Okay. Oh. And sir, what is the export contribution for this year? And what is our plan to grow in the export market? Do you see any growth in the export post-COVID?
Fortunately, export market is looking at a very positive signals in terms of outsourcing from India, because China is slightly in doldrums, quite in doldrums. So India is emerging as a big alternative to China sourcing. And we're seeing a lot of active inquiries. For them to get converted, it takes a little time. But we see a lot of opportunity there, and that's why we actively participating in a lot of trade shows internationally, so that our exposure with the customer base there increases. In case of export numbers, Ashish, can you throw some light?
So, in terms of numbers for FY22, there has been almost nil contribution on account of exports. But yes, with the activities in terms of participation in the exhibition and the kind of queries that we have from the US and European market, we are looking forward for almost 10-12% kind of a market share going forward in our revenues.
Okay. Okay. And there is a decrease in the cash balance by 50 crores so in 22. So where are we use these funds basically?
So, larger part of the cash utilization is towards the capital expenditure towards the new categories that we are building.
Okay. Okay.
So, there's land that we have purchased in Jammu Kashmir for setting up a new facility. There's new talc facility which has come up in the existing campus. There is new cream lotions facility which is coming up in the same campus. So we're utilizing most of it towards CapEx.
Okay. Okay. And this other income has gone up by 24%. So what it comprises of basically?
So basically, this largely comprises of the government grant that on the investments that we have done post 17-18 financial year. So under the capital subsidy scheme, that government grant has been realized in the current financial year. And that is something which is reflecting along with the exchange fluctuation gain that that company has accrued during the current financial year.
Okay. 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 And one last question, as the capital WIP is increased from 8 crores to 19 crores.
Yeah.
So just wanted to understand.
So this is again on account of the talcum powder and Ayurvedic facility, which as mentioned by Sunanda is going to commercialize effective May. So in Q1, largest part of it, this should be capitalized, which is currently under service.
Okay. 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 Got it. Got it. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Ankit.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Nikhil Nanda for closing comments.
I would like to thank everyone for attending the call today and showing the interest in GHS. We look forward to your active participation and we assure you we are working diligently to ensure that the company gets back on the growth path, and we'll keep you informed of all the decisions and all the opportunities that we're exploring and moving towards. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GHS Wingard Laboratories Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.